Welcome to the Washington Sports Gamer Podcast. I am your host, Mark Calreese. This is going to be a podcast about sports video games, which is a podcast topic which I feel has been lacking for a while. There hasn't been very many shows about it, and there's been a few that have been I thought were very good, but have been canceled and are no longer published. A little bit of background. I am Mark Calreese from Washington Sports Jam. We are a blog that covers DC area sports, particularly professional sports such as Redskins, Wizards, Capitals, Nationals, United. And I also write reviews for my own site, the Entertainment Center, theec.net, and I've been an active participant on blogcredits.org, doing a lot of video game coverage there. That's what I mainly work on there, and I've been on their podcast too, on the Blog Critics, their Blog Talk Radio show. So that's a little bit of background on me, and like I said, I really thought that this was a topic that hasn't really been covered well lately, and I've been doing this experiment with about four podcasts. I did one about the United, and one about professional tennis, and one about MMA, and this is the last one. And the one that's been most popular is going to be a permanent fixture, a monthly fixture on part of the Washington Sports Jam schedule. And if this one becomes a permanent fixture, it's probably going to overlap with the EC, with the Entertainment Center as well. Just want to say that right now, it's definitely going to be the tennis tangent, the tennis podcast, unless this one continues to be extremely popular, because the MMA and the DC United podcast did not go over very well. So it's come down to those two. So if you like this one, tell your friends, or if you really like the tennis one more, tell your friends about that instead. And you can check out this podcast, those other podcasts on WashingtonSportsGym.com. And also check out our latest episode of Washington Sports Jam, the main podcast on that site. And just came out episode 51, where Brian is the new host. So check all that out on WashingtonSportsJam.com. So to what we're going to go over today, we're going to go over a lot of Madden. This is basically the Madden episode. Talk about the new Madden cover athlete. We're going to talk about the new Madden features. Talk a little bit about the MLB 2K11 Perfect Game Contest. Talk about the state of MMA games. And I'm going to go over what sports games I'm currently playing. And the topic of the show this week is also Madden related, features I like to see in Madden. Generally, what I like it to be is I like to do a news. Start off with some news, go into what I'm currently playing, do a topic of the show, which could be pretty broad or pretty narrow, depending, kind of a, just basically sort of like an article sort of about video gaming. And also next I want to start a feature called Franchise Rivalry, where I compare two games that go cover the same sport, such as tennis or baseball, and compare the two and say which one I like better. There's not going to be any franchise rivalry this week, but maybe in the future if this podcast is popular. So, on to the news. Peyton Hillis, running back for the Cleveland Browns, was named the cover athlete for the Madden 12, and he beat out Michael Vick for cover athlete in an ESPN online fan voting poll. I like and dislike this pick at the same time. It's nice that it's not a repeat, but I don't know if Hillis had a dominant enough season to justify the cover. It was a good season. Let's not forget that. But 1,100 yards, 13 touchdowns, running touchdowns, and 4.4 rushing average. It's good, but it's not even the best rushing season last year. I mean, there's at least five running backs who had a better year, and possibly a few that had a similar year. I think Arian Foster, Jamal Charles, Michael Turner, Chris Johnson, and Maurice Jones-Drew could all be considered having a better year, and none of them have been cover athletes before. I mean, of course, it was obviously a fan poll, so the fans, we came down to Peyton Hillis and Michael Vick, and I'm glad Hillis won, but, I mean, it's not exactly the kind of dominant season you really see before someone becomes a cover athlete. And we'll see if he succumbs to the famous Madden curse. So that was the first set of news. And going on, similarly, Brian Kingery was the winner of won $1 million in the MLB 2K11 Perfect Game Contest. He won this despite not being a baseball fan. He is said that he was a gamer, but he wasn't a fan really of baseball or baseball games. But he did his homework. He analyzed the starting pitchers and batting orders of all the teams in the major league. He chose to pitch as Roy Halladay because of his cutter pitch, which is hard to hit against, and the fact that Halladay was facing the Astros on the first day of the contest, and that they're in a weak batting team. So, I mean, it's nice to see that that kind of breakdown worked, then because the game is realistic enough that all that scouting actually meant something. So I thought that was pretty cool. MLB 2K11 is one of the games on my list of games to play, so hopefully that'll be coming in Gamefly pretty soon along with the show, so I can kind of compare them, maybe do a franchise rivalry about them. Going on to MMA video gaming news, THQ announced that there is not going to be a UFC Undisputed this year. They decided they were no longer be releasing yearly increments because they want to concentrate on the quality of the product. I mean, I thought this was going to be an annual franchise, and I was really looking forward to it this year. I mean, I can understand the reason why they did this. The sales of the second didn't match the sales of the first. The first one was kind of a surprise. They sold 3.53 million worldwide. For the second, for UFC Undisputed 2010, they only sold 2.09 worldwide, which is still a pretty good amount of money they made. But I mean, it's understandable. They want to make a higher quality product, and I think they think that if they stretch it, if they release it every year, it's going to get watered down and dilute the brand. But if they kind of do it every other year, they can improve it and also kind of keep the improvements will increase sales. The other news from the delay is they made some news about what the new features are going to be. They're adding a Pride mode. So you're going to be able to replay classic Pride fights. There's going to be a new submission system, and they're also going to include an advanced and a simplified control scheme. So it was pretty difficult to learn all the moves last time. It was about a half hour of tutorials before you figure out how to play the game. But so they're going to have a regular advanced mode and then a simplified mode where you have to know all the controls. These all sound like good additions to me, but I hope they can revamp the career mode as well, and specifically the way that the fighters' ratings are handled. It's so annoying when you're constantly losing skill points for not using a specific skill. If you knock someone out in 10 seconds, you lose all your submission skills. That was so frustrating, so annoying. It kind of took a lot of the fun out of the game. And it ended up just being to finish the career. You just were cheap and all you did was do all takedown defense and all striking, and you didn't even bother doing anything else. So hopefully they'll improve that, and we'll have a better career next time. Another concern I have is there's not going to be any a similar set of news is. It doesn't look like there's going to be EA Sports MMA 2. It's most likely canceled now that Zuffa bought Strikeforce, which was the main league in the first EA Sports game. I mean, now that Zuffa owns both Strikeforce and UFC, they have the UFC brand. It's possible they're going to, in the next UFC game will include Strike Force as another league, or by then, who knows, Strike Force may have been disbanded. We'll see. I mean, it's I just bought EA Sports MMA and just started playing it, and it's got some things that are interesting and some things that aren't quite as good as UFC Undisputed, but I mean, I gotta check it out a little more before I decide which one I like better. But what I'm more worried about is that there's not gonna be any competition, so there's less kind of the opposite of Madden. In now THQ has a monopoly. With no competition, how much is THQ really gonna care about improving the quality? So speaking of games I'm currently playing, the game I'm playing most right now is Top Spin 4. I really love Top Spin 3, and 4 is basically a continuation of 3. It has a deeper online mode and campaign, and has a few more licensed players, but the gameplay remains almost exactly the same, which is a good thing. The gameplay is tight. It'll probably take a while for someone to get the hang of it, because you press the button when you start your swing, as opposed to when the ball is in position to be hit, or you hold down the button to do a power shot, so you release the button when you're about to start your swing if you're hitting the power shot. I mean, it sounds pretty it's hard to explain, but it makes more sense when you actually play. And it may sound like it's harder than the typical you swing on the first bounce, but I think it actually gives you more control. And once you get the hang of it, it becomes second nature. And I think it's probably my favorite tennis controller for a video game right now. I played a little bit of Virtua Tennis on Wii, which didn't really... it's hard to tell how good the controls are on Wii, because I didn't really play, and I stopped playing because it looked so terrible, because I'm playing Top Spin 4, obviously, on the 360. I did play Top Spin 4 and Virtua Tennis 4 on the Wii, but I didn't play it very long. The Wii controls are fine. They're not all that exciting. I ended up just playing with the buttons anyway for both of the games. And it looked really bad. I'd rather just play in HD and get achievements. So I have Top Spin 4. I've been playing it for a long time, and I'm hopefully getting Virtua Tennis 4 from Gamefly soon. But anyway, go back to Top Spin 4. The player models are pretty good, and they play like their real life counterparts. I think probably in Top Spin 3 they played a little more like their counterparts in real life, but still pretty good. There are three different play styles. You can have your player become an offensive baseliner, a defensive baseliner, and a serve and volleyer. All the players that you face in the game have a certain play style. You can have a level cap of 20 on your player you can improve towards offensive baseliner, defensive baseliner, and serve and volleyer, but after you get to the 20th, basically your 20th upgrade, you can't improve anymore after that. I mean, you don't have to just do all offensive baseliner, all defensive baseliner, or all serve and volleyer. You can mix and match, so you can have kind of an all-around person, but then they're not going to be very good at any. They're going to be decent, but they're not going to be great at anything. So you really want to find your one style you want to play as and kind of put almost all of your upgrades to that style. Even though you still earn XP after you reach the level cap, you can't reallocate existing points either. So if you made a mistake, you kind of just have to start over. But the nice thing about that is if you have any XP you gain after the cap can go right away to separate characters. So I've been playing as my first character for a long time, and I've created three other characters right away that were already at the 20th level cap. I mean, so that was cool, but the only thing now is that there's a cap on how many players you can create, and so that's 4. But I thought it was cool how the XP was able to roll over to a totally different player. There's a few ways you can format the matches. So you're not always playing five set matches like in real tennis. There's like tie break, and there's like three sets of three games each, or real tennis. And then there's topspin, which is kind of a mix of all the different types. Another cool thing is you can hire coaches in the single player campaign and also online. Basically, anytime your coaches will give you objectives to complete, like win 50 points at net. Actually, your objectives can be completed any time with your coaches, even if you're in practice. Hiring coaches will give your players attribute bonuses that get better the more objectives you complete. You have four objectives to complete from each coach, and each time you complete an objective, you get a different bonus. The objectives help you not only improve your player because of the bonuses, but they also help you learn how to be a more well-rounded player. And after you unlock all the coach's special skills, you can hire a new one, but if you hire the old coach again, you instantly get the bonuses back. And you can even if you only have like three out of the four, if you can hire the coach back again, you still won't have to get one more. You still have those three out of the four bonuses already, still working towards that fourth one. So you may change coaches depending on their bonus skills to match your upcoming opponent. That's a lot of things that are cool, and I just want to say there are a few bad things as well. Three of the four majors are licensed, but Wimbledon still isn't, which is unfortunate. Instead, you play in the Dublin Open, which isn't the same as playing in Wimbledon. The roster is still pretty skimpy. I mean, there's a good amount of legends, kind of a decent amount, actually. More than you would think, and a lot of big names are there. You got Sampras, you got Ivan Lendl, Michael Chang, Andre Agassi, a lot of good legends. And there's 10 ATP licensed players, but there's only 6 WTA women. So that's not really an improvement over last time. I mean, at minimum, I'd like the top 10 men and women in points rankings, but preferably I'd have like the top 20 men and the top 20 women, and the top 5 American men and the top 5 American women. I mean, that's obviously coming from an American's point of view, but I think it seems kind of silly when you can play a mat when if you think about the semifinals in the French Open on the women's side, the only person from that that you could play as Maria Sharapova. That's kind of ridiculous. Also, there's no commentary at all, ever, during the game. All you hear is the referees, the announcer introducing the players, and like the one game to love. That's all. I would really love to hear some play-by-play by McEnroe, Collins, Mary, and the rest of the crew. I mean, that would be great. That would really make the game feel more real. It feels kind of empty now. You're just playing, and all you're hearing is the crowd and the ball and the ref. I mean, that feels like you're in the player's point of view, but you never can hear any commentating ever, which would be interesting, I think. All in all, Topspin 4 improves on the last game, but it isn't any kind of huge step forward, and I really was hoping for a better presentation and a bigger roster. It was really what I was hoping for. They concentrated more on tweaking the online and tweaking the career, which is definitely good, because I'm loving both of those, and I'm playing them nonstop basically for the past month. But hopefully we'll be able to download a bigger roster eventually. So that's what I've been playing. Now let's get into the topic of the show, going back once again to Madden. Now, the topic of this is the features I like to see in Madden. This is kind of a thing that everyone complains about every year. This year they've seemed like they've listened to a lot of people's complaints. Let's hope that their implementation works and doesn't take it too far the way the NBA Live did with their roles. Oh, speaking of which, I forgot. Let's go back and talk about the new features they've in Madden that they've announced, which I totally forgot about. So they're the EA Sports website touts 6 new features in Madden 12. Playbooks and gameplay, they're saying there's new, more authentic collision detection system, better defensive AI, custom playbooks, and custom playbooks. Custom playbooks aren't really new. I seem to recall them having that before. But I guess they're back and they're better. They're more customizable than they were before. And the new collision detection system promises to rid the game of warp tackling, blocking, and receiving. Which is where it seemed like your runner would get sucked into your line to be an easy tackle. The same sort of thing where it seemed like a quarterback would be able to jump across the screen and tackle a receiver. I mean, we'll see if it's actually fixed and it looks more realistic blocking and more realistic reaction by the defense. They also said that zone coverage is said to be improved, which last year did not work at all. It didn't seem like zone coverage is awful. I don't know what happened. The second bullet point they're touting is presentation. Their claiming presentation is improved, but it sounds like they're overselling it a bit. It comes down basically to more on-field details and camera angles. It doesn't sound like they're offering any kind of difference in broadcast options. Probably the meat of the new features for most Madden fans is franchise and superstar mode changes. I think the most exciting changes come in franchise mode, where they're having expanded rosters. They're going to introduce cut days, free agent bidding, hunt and cold streak for players and player roles. So you're going to be able to start with a bigger team this year and then have to cut it down throughout the preseason based on people's performance in preseason will actually matter for once. Superstar mode sounds like it could actually be worse. Instead of your player's rating being set by your Wonderlic test and your pre-draft workouts, you start 60 overall and have to earn XP and practice training camp and games. And no word on whether the lifestyle of the superstar mode is any better, because I'm pretty sick of only being allowed to go to your agent and say 4 lines and basically be nothing to do but go to the game and play or go to practice. Similar to the hunt and cold streaks is dynamic player performance is another big change that they're touting. Players now have roles and react to situations differently. An example they use is Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers respond to pressure in different ways. Each position has option for specific traits like for a QB, forces pass is a trait that has a few options like aggressive and conservative. So even if they have similar overall ratings, the way they play will be different. So if Aaron Rodgers is pressured, I guess he would roll out and maybe force a pass, while Peyton Manning would stay in the pocket and just dump it out of bounds. It's kind of one of their examples. All players also have confidence and consistency ratings. This will cause hot and cold streaks and also affect the player's overall ratings. This sounds like it could be really cool or it could be really annoying. They had a version of this in previous versions of NCAA football and actually became annoying in the inconsistency of players and how different they would play. You're constantly swapping the players in and out because some would get hot and some would get cold, and it was just a pain to actually play a game at that point. Getting back to the bottom of the new features list is Ultimate Team. In Ultimate Team, you collect trading cards of players to form a custom team around them. I really love Ultimate Team in FIFA, but I wasn't a big fan of it in Madden. It just seems to be more in the spirit of soccer than football to me, and the chemistry thing seemed to work better in FIFA. This year, you'll also be able to trade your cards over the internet. That sounds good, but I don't know. I found the Ultimate Team really addictive in FIFA, but I just couldn't care less in Madden. I don't know why, but it just seems like FIFA does it better somehow, even though it doesn't like doing very much differently. It's kind of intangible, I guess. And the last big bullet point is they're talking about is online communities. I think online franchises have been around since at least last year, and maybe even possibly longer. But all of my friends have Madden on different platforms, so I haven't really done too much with online communities before. Oh, and one last big feature is Kinect support for 360, which I think could be really cool. The first few Wii Madden games were my favorite control schemes for the series of all time. I thought it really added to the game. I think the second game on Wii really perfected it. They kind of got rid of the extraneous ones and just left in the stuff that worked really well. But then they discarded basically the entire game for kiddier version of the game. So let's go back to the article, the main topic of the week, which is features that we're like seeing Madden. So now we just talked about the new features. Like I said, they've seemed to have listened to everyone's complaints, which is good, but I still have a few things that I like to see, and I think a lot of people would like to see a few other things as well. And in terms of presentation, I know they're promising more camera angles, but what I really want is more variety. Monday night, Sunday night, Sunday day, Thursday night, and postseason games should all feel and look different. EA has a ton of licenses. They license the NFL Network, ESPN, and they have the license and rights to use both Chris Collinsworth and John Madden. And you would assume most ESPN personalities and most NFL Network personalities. So how about Monday Night Football games with ESPN branding and ESPN commentators? How about the Thursday night games have NFL Network branding and commentators? And different presentation and crews for Sunday day and night games? If they're going to recycle the same audio for years, why not get a bunch of it and have it actually match the game? I really don't want them to recycle it either. I like to download a commentary update as well as roster updates that reflects how players are doing in the current season. I'd also like more helpful stat graphs shown that when they pop up. At any time, when they pop up in my franchise, when they pop up when I'm online, when they pop up when I am just doing a play now game against a friend. But I like it to show stuff such as the QB's fourth quarter rating this season, or maybe a running back's consecutive games with a score. In my franchise mode, I like this to be tracked too and show up in the graphs and with some more generic commentary, such as if a quarterback's in this franchise is throwing a pick each fourth quarter of the past three games or whatever. I'd also like halftime reports that are actually interesting, relevant, and insightful. 2K Sports has been killing EA at these halftime reports for years. There seemed like an actual halftime discussion between reporters instead of a bunch of useless stats. Another thing I like to see is not just ESPN Sports Center updates at the end of each week, which I would like to see in my franchise, but stuff like PTI and around the horn discussion at certain times, like when a player on my team is voted in for MVP or about to break a record, or also in my superstar mode, I like to have these kind of breaks when. Maybe I was drafted number one overall, or I win, or whether I'm in discussion for Rookie of the Year. I mean, that'd be cool to hear Mike Wilbon and Tony Cornerizer talk about your player. I think that'd be awesome. I think these kind of tweaks would make the presentation more realistic and more engaging. They've also said that they've tried to make their stadium experience more authentic with authentic pregame introductions for each stadium. But I like to see them go a step further. I like to see the Hoggetts and Chief Z at FedEx Field and see the flag run to the field after a touchdown. I think they've had the flag run to the field after a touchdown before. I don't know if they've had it in every year of the latest generation. I like to see that fireman guy during the jet screen game. Let's surround me with things that are actually define a stadium experience. Also, let's get some big halftime shows for the Super Bowl. EA licensed a ton of music for the soundtrack, and they've had the Black Eyed Peas perform in The Sims before. Let's have maybe five or more acts play the Super that play the Super Bowl that rotate. I mean, they can even add five more up and coming acts that to perform at the Super Bowl halftime in anticipation that they may eventually be big enough to play the Super Bowl. They license a ton of music each year, and I really think they're missing out by having no halftime show or a generic halftime show each year. I don't even know if they have a halftime show. It's been a while, so. But, I mean, let's make it look like an actual Super Bowl halftime show. And in terms of franchise, they've made a lot of improvements that I've been waiting for. But I'd really like the cut days to be expanded to include practice squads, and practice squads to be a part of the default roster. That I think, would make the team more realistic. And then you'd stop having to always create a new player every time someone's calling out the practice squad. I'm glad that position coaches and position coaches are supposed to have an actual effect this year. Well, I mean, we'll see if that's true. And they also, the scouting has improved. But the other thing I like to see is players who play better in different coaches' schemes. Like, for example, certain QBs play well under Josh McDaniels, but not well in other places. In the superstar mode, they've seemed like they stripped out all the extras in the past few years, and now it's pretty bare bones. I know they promised an expanded version this year. I have a few things I like to see in this expanded version. I like there to be skippable press conferences after each game, where you can further create your player's image by whining, blaming others, or congratulating the other coach and team. You can request a trade now, but I like to be able to put demands to the coach. It's been really frustrating in previous years when your team wouldn't surround your QB with good receivers, for example, if you were playing as QB. All you could do is complain and demand a trade. But if you could demand a trade, unless your team got you some receivers to throw to, that could change the dynamic. I don't really know what else I want in the superstar mode. I just know I want it to be more. Because it feels like nothing. It feels useless. It feels like there's no reason to play. Because there's not, all you're doing is tracking your stats. So that's my Madden wish list. I know it might be asking for a lot, but Madden is one of the biggest and most successful franchises of all time. I mean, the problem with that is without any competition, you wonder how much they feel they need to improve. And improving the gameplay and franchise should be first and foremost in most people's opinion, and I think they'll make a good step this year. But hopefully next year they continue to make strides and they fix things even more and make it even a bigger experience. So those are our topics for this first episode of Washington Sports Gamer Podcast. If you'd like to contact me, you can contact me at mark@washingtonsportsgamer.com or sportsgamerpodcast@gmail.com. I think that's the name of the email. But mark@washingtonsportsgamer.com will definitely work. Please make sure to check out washingtonsportsgamer.com, where we have tons of articles about DC area professional sports and also our main podcast, Washington Sports Jam. And also check out the-ec.net. That's the Entertainment Center. That's my site where I cover movies, video games, and music. And remember, at this point, it's coming down to this podcast and the tennis tangent. So whichever one's more popular, it's going to become a standard podcast for Washington Sports Jam next month. So let me know by subscribing and downloading and telling your friends to subscribe and download. So if there's going to be a next podcast, the new releases coming out in terms of sports video games are UFC Personal Trainer is coming, I think came out yesterday. NCAA Football comes out on July 12th. I don't know what the topic of the show would be in the next episode, but the franchise rivalry would probably be either Topspin versus Virtua Tennis or EA Sports versus UFC Undisputed for the MMA games. So it's been fun, and I hope you all enjoyed it. And please, like I said, please let me know what you thought about it. And until next time, game over.